Well, I think we discussed it in length yesterday at our little workshop. It seems to me that still missile defense, even though it's comparably old, and some would wonder why would I subsume that under emerging technologies, is really a driver for insecurity, misperceptions, instability. And it clearly has, it leads to manifest reactions that we're seeing. So let's get back. 2001, the United States opts out of ABM. We just actually see the real Russian reaction these days. So the new second strike systems that we're seeing now on the Russian side, with all those, some call it a nuclear zoo or, you know, wonder weapons, this is manifest reality now. This is the answer of Russia to the perception, and physicists like Pavel and others would say to the misperception, that at some point the United States will achieve strategic invulnerability and Russia's second strike capability is devalued. I would agree that's a misperception, but nevertheless, misperceptions can lead to real policies. And in turn, what we're seeing now is the beginning of the U.S. recognizing this step by the Russians, saying, well, you know, good that this is happening now because we're now in the process of modernizing the triad. So what are we going to do about that? And so that's a typical driver where we see a technology where there is a disconnect between the policy-making world, perhaps the military industry, and technical experts about the feasibility and thus the impact. Nevertheless, it does have an impact on strategic stability. And perhaps one last comment on that. In that way, you can frame every emerging technology if you want to. And sometimes I have a feeling that we're doing that right now. And by we, I not just mean like policymakers, but also researchers, scholars, journalists. By framing emerging technologies as a kind of issue worth securitizing, because it's threatening us, it's challenging us, we might engage in a game that is not necessarily there.